I had came across a guy at a shelter where people who had lost, you know, all their possessions, their houses, you know, I went up there and talked to a lot of them. Met a guy who said that in addition to a lot of other things that's miraculously happened in his life during this storm. But yeah, he was working at the candle factory. And, you know, he just happened to come across and say that a lot of workers wanted to leave the factory as the tornado approached, but that management told them that they would risk losing their jobs if they were to leave. So I followed up with five or six of his other colleagues, his co-workers, and they all told me the same thing, that it was probably up to, I'm going to say, between 15 and 40 people who wanted to leave. They got nervous as the tornado was approaching. But of course, you know, you have bills to pay. You have to keep up your livelihood. So nobody wanted to leave. And they stayed. Now, I should point out that management and officials, the company itself, is denying the allegations. But this is what the workers there are telling me.
Did the workers stay, or did anybody say, well, forget this, I need to protect my life first, and they left anyway?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, absolutely. And even one guy just went to from what I'm told, one guy left to just go protect his dog. But yeah, some people said it wasn't worth it. I think about five or six people just ended up leaving regardless. The tornado sirens outside the building rang out around sometime between 5:30 and 6 o'clock p.m. So sometimes they get these warnings all the time, so you never know when to take it seriously and when not to take it seriously. People started asking then, but the supervisors that were there were saying, well, listen, it's too dangerous for you to go outside. We want you to be in the bathrooms. We want you to kind of hang out in, you know, tornado safe hallways. But it wasn't for three more hours before the tornado struck. So it was in between those hours, between 6 and 9, something like that, where employees were saying, listen, we want to leave. We're kind of nervous about this. But what they're saying is that they weren't allowed to. They said, if you leave, you won't be welcome back.
It may be far too early, Dion, to draw any conclusions. We can certainly look upon your excellent reporting and take what we want from it. Is it too much of a stretch right now to say that lives may have been saved if this policy were different?
It's too early to say, and you try not to think like that. I think so far there's been 8 people who were confirmed dead. I don't know if those were some of the same people who would have stayed there or not, but there was a lot more injuries, and I know that for a fact that a lot of people I talked to, had they been able to leave, then they wouldn't have been covered in slab, tiles, and concrete. So many people I talked to were stuck under these concrete walls for 6 hours. I mean, one of the women I spoke to, 2:30 this morning, we were talking, I was up already working on this. She talked to me from a hospital bed. You know, she has a lot of burn injuries. And, you know, she was stuck under concrete for 6 hours. She had to be rescued out of there. And so it was so important to her that, you know, we got on the phone early in the wee hours this morning and started discussing this. But she wasn't the only one. It was a lot of people who have a lot of stories like that.